Listener Production.
G'day and welcome to Wide Bay Burnett Local News. It's Dan McRae with you. I'll just take a quick look at the weather before I start. A cloudy one across the region today. 29 degrees is the top for Bundy and 31 will be the highest temp across the Fraser Coast. Here's a look at what we're covering today, Thursday, November 24. Hooning targeted in Avoca. Details on the Fraser Coast new sleep bus. And the Queensland Government commits to active consent legislation. Avoca residents fed up with hooning have forced the government into doing something about it. After complaining to their local councillor, the Highway Patrol will begin ramping up its presence in the area to stamp out the bad behaviour. Sergeant Marty Arnold said those undertaking reckless driving are now on notice and will face hefty penalties if caught.
Include their cars being seized, confiscated, sold at auction, extensive licence suspensions and huge fines in the thousands of dollars. So for people that need their driver's licence to go to and from work, it's certainly very serious penalties involved.
Fraser Coast Council has approved the car park at Apex Park in Pyalba as the site for a sleep bus service for the homeless. Hervey Bay Bendigo Bank and Sleep Bus have joined forces to convert a bus into a mobile sleeping space for up to 20 people each night. Councillor Jade Welling says it'll be subject to a six-month trial period.
The report we had said that they're looking to start in January, so not immediately, but they're coming soon. And you know, we hope they come as soon as they can. If they wanted to come sooner, it should be fine. They're all got the tick of approval from us.
Teachers have overwhelmingly voted in favour of the Palaszczuk government's new enterprise bargaining agreement. 94% voted for the deal, which the education minister says will give them some of the best pay and conditions in the country. QTU President Cresta Richardson hopes it'll bring more people to the profession.
But, you know, these are stepping blocks and we need to continue to work on, you know, reducing workload for our teachers, making sure that there are no shortages within the teaching community, and also, you know, maintaining that pay because that's really important for people in the teaching community.
Accused rapists will no longer be protected by outdated legislation under law changes expected to be implemented next year. The recommendation is among 103 made by the Women's Safety and Justice Task Force, which the Queensland Government accepted this week. Small Steps for Hannah Foundation co-founder Lloyd Clark says it is a step forward.
They need to get some of these old laws changed and more user-friendly, I suppose, and just bring them up to date. So once they've got all that done, then the coercive control laws can come into play a lot easier.
A reminder, help is always available by calling 1-800-RESPECT. Now to what's happening in sport and in AFL. After a successful first season, Bay Power has announced that Freddie Taylor has been reappointed as the senior women's coach for 2023. In his first season as coach, Freddie led the team to their maiden grand final appearance. And Hockey Queensland has selected its under-13 boys indoor team for 2023, and three Maryborough products have made the cut, including Sean Cordy, Toby Brewer and Tully Dorgan. And that's all for this episode. If there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us an email on southqldlocalnews@sca.com.au.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing. A new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.